Sue, good morning.
Good morning.
G'day, Sue. What can we talk about on this holiday Monday?
Well, my 22-year-old son was killed by an 87-year-old driver on the 24th of October 2016.
Yes. This was a story that I read about in the Gold Coast Bulletin early this year. Your son would be Dan Jenkins, is that correct?
That's correct.
Well, my condolences on the loss of Dan.
Well...
And obviously, time doesn't ease the pain nor the burden, but the reason I was talking about it was because he's now 88, the driver. His name is Edwin Patrick Jessop.
He'll be 89 this year.
Will he?
And he's wanting his licence back.
Yeah, no, he was convicted, received a 9-month suspended sentence, which wouldn't make the family happy, I'd imagine.
No, that was ridiculous.
And a 3-year licence suspension, but on the same day, he lodged an appeal.
That's right, showing no remorse for killing my son.
Yeah, it is devastating. Just particularly devastating. So I the story by Jessica Elder from the Bulletin says your family is campaigning for more stringent tests on drivers, older drivers, obviously, given that Edwin Patrick Jessop was the man driving this car.
Yes.
And you need 10,000 signatures from what I saw.
Yes, in each state.
Mm. I'm just looking at the rules. Medical reviews are required for drivers over 75 in New South Wales and those aged 85 plus to pass a practical driving test with an instructor every 2 years.
Yes.
In Queensland, motorists over 75 must have a medical certificate deeming them fit to drive and continue to hold a licence, and that gets renewed every 30 months, but there's no requirement in Queensland, apparently, for them to have a test.
No, but Mr. Jessop passed his test late July and then killed our son in October.
Mm.
So the test is inadequate.
So he is apparently pulled out in front of Dan.
He was stopped. It was a dual carriageway.
Yeah.
He was stopped with his indicator on to turn into his street.
Mm.
And he had 600 metres to see our son coming towards him on his motorbike, doing the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the headlight on his motorbike. And he waited until he was 10 metres in front of him and he turned in front of him and killed him.
Well, look, the sentence is inadequate. I would think that most people would agree with that. But the insulting part of it all is that he has now appealed that sentence because he says he needs his licence for medical appointments. I would hope that the court would say that's not right. I noticed he didn't turn up on the 16th of February.
No.
And so it's been adjourned until next month, the 8th of May, actually, which is a Tuesday.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, well, look, we'll get the details, Sue. Again, my condolences on the loss of your boy in 2016, but if we can help launch people towards your review and the fact that you've now got two petitions pushing for tougher testing for older drivers, one for New South Wales and one for Queensland. Look, I think in general, without wishing to sound as if I'm sympathetic to those over 75 or 85, there are plenty of bad drivers who are, as I've just documented all morning here. We've got a 26-year-old in court for allegedly killing a 17-year-old boy over the weekend. But I think the first thing we have to do is to make sure this bloke, Edwin Patrick Jessop, doesn't get back on the road. I don't know whether he's had a change of heart given he didn't turn up on the 16th of February for the start of the appeal, but I'd hope that he gives some consideration to actually not appealing the decision, because I think he got off pretty lightly.